Well, here we are. We're very nearly at the end of 2021. Where did that year go? And it's a chance for a lot of charities to just sit back, take stock, see how they did in the year, because it's been another tough year for charities. Particularly tough year for schemes that involve, or charities that involve people getting together. A lot of us do that. The National Garden Scheme is one such charity. Penny Miles from the National Garden Scheme joins me on the line. Hi, Penny.
Oh, hi there, Neil. Lovely to be back on the programme again.
Well, you're only saying that because we used to be at school together. Let's just remind people of that. And let's also remind people of the work that the National Garden Scheme does, because it is predominantly, it's a fundraising charity, isn't it?
It is, Neil, yes. Well, the National Garden Scheme enables the opening of some 3,500 gardens across England and Wales. And through admissions, teas and cake, we raise impressive sums for nursing and caring charities in England and Wales.
And we had this back earlier on this year, we were talking, because Highset on Hills Road was one of the ones that opened. And I walked by Highset the other day on my way back to the station after a lovely lunch. And it's one of those things that you can't really see the garden areas from Hills Road itself as you walk along. So the National Garden Scheme and opening of gardens really lets people get inside these places, doesn't it, and see the magic that goes on behind the doors.
Well, that's exactly right. That's part of the great appeal, Neil, that people can see private gardens. These are primarily private gardens that you wouldn't normally be able to see any other way than through our scheme. And I think what also makes it interesting is that if you're visiting a local garden, you can be inspired by what that gardener has done on soil that'll be very similar to the soil that you've got and very similar growing conditions. And I think that is a great appeal, actually, when it comes to garden visiting, apart from all the pleasure and the health benefits that come from visiting a garden. It really calms you down. It's a lovely experience.
Indeed, indeed. And in terms of the fundraising aspect of the charity, what does it raise money for?
We raise money for nursing and caring charities. And we have been doing this for almost 100 years now. 1927, that the scheme was launched, in the days before the National Health Service.
Yeah.
And the gardens were originally opened to raise money for district nursing. And that remains our main focus, not our only focus, but the lion's share of what we raise each year goes to some of the major charities that are still involved with primarily district nursing. So we are the largest charitable donor, for example, to Macmillan Nurses and also Marie Curie. Hospice UK and a number of major charities like that, but increasingly quite a number of smaller ones too in the same sphere.
Okay, and when you say you're a major donor, that would kind of hint that even on a year like this year, you've done okay in terms of fundraising.
Well, here in Cambridgeshire today, as I speak, the tally is £59,883.92.
Oh, come on, we want 117 quid from somewhere.
Yes. What we're going to do is shake some of the collecting tins that are still out there that one or two of us on the team look after and see if we can just scrape together that extra.
So £60,000 from entry fees. That's extraordinary.
So yes, it is. It is a record for the county. The nearest amount that we raised to that was in 2019. That was 54,000. However, 4,500 of that was a special event that we held at Maddingley Hall. So the like-for-like comparison is about 49.5 to 60.
Wow.
And you have to look at that also against a backdrop of lockdown, because certainly the restrictions didn't completely end until the middle of July. And in the early part of the season, the snowdrop season, we were pretty well in full lockdown. And yet we did still have some stunning performances from some of our gardens. Landwade Hall, which was a new one in 2021, opened its lovely snowdrop garden in February and raised £2,500, despite the country being locked down. And our, you know, the credit, almost all the credit goes to our garden owners for the performance that we've put in as a county this year. They've all been so determined, despite the restrictions that we've had, to work within them, but to do all they can to raise money, that much needed money, for the nurses and the health causes.
Well, I guess there's the pandemic could have helped in a couple of ways, because an awful lot of people were stuck around at home, and so they could do some gardening. And the well-being aspect of being out amongst gardens, we've all learned to appreciate that open space. I mean, it's never better than telling people they can't do something for them to realise just what it is they're missing.
Well, I think people are realising, and I'm one of them actually, just what beauty we have right on our doorsteps. This is a really lovely county, Cambridgeshire, once you get to know it. And we're a very creative county as well, very innovative. And some of our gardens really are beautiful. But indeed, to build on your point, visitor numbers certainly are up. By about 1,000. So we had 8,500 visitors in 2019 and 9,500 in 2021. So that's about 12% up. But again, you do have to look at that against a backdrop of lockdown.
Of not being allowed to do it.
Yes. Well, and I'm also pleased to say that £60,000 that we've raised has gone towards very good fundraising levels nationally. And so we've been able to return to pre-pandemic levels of funding of the charities that Wow. we've been supporting all that time. So we're giving just on £3 million Wow. this year to those charities that I was mentioning earlier. So £2.5 million of that has gone, or is going, to the big nursing and caring charities. But there's another £500,000 there that is going to quite a number of smaller charities connected with gardens and health, supporting gardeners, and also schemes like our community garden scheme, which I talked about last
month. We did. How's that going?
Yes. Well, it's going okay, but I have had a chat to the organisers since we last spoke, and in fact, they were able to confirm that there were no applications at all from Cambridgeshire in 2019, which was when we last ran it.
So we want people to get this. There's money there, isn't there? This is grants for community schemes. If you check out the Penny's last podcast on our website, you can hear all about it. But there's money up for grabs for community schemes.
Yes, and it's money that we would like to spend. We want to support these community schemes that do so much good for local communities. And it's money well spent. It's one of my favourite parts of the National Garden Scheme, because for a relatively small grant, it can be up to, well, there's no actual limit, but the higher grants tend to be around the £3,000 mark. But for that amount of money, that can provide a benefit for some years to a new community garden maybe that's being developed.
Right, so go to the website for that one then, because get your applications in. Applications are still open till?
Yes, till the end of February, so there is time. And it doesn't have to be a mega application. There's a very good example on the National Garden Scheme website where we made a grant of just £800 to a women's refuge up in Yorkshire. And that's made a huge difference to them. So it doesn't have to be a huge amount of money.
Excellent.
But do think about it if you need a set of tools or something. It's got to help the community. But there's lots of different types of projects that we support, and there's good examples of that on the website. And the application form gives you all the information you need on how to structure your application, how to apply.
Good. Let's make sure people do that and get that money. You've got to the end of February, but get your applications in now. And just finally, we've got an event coming up tomorrow.
Yes, we have. Very interesting, this one. So there's going to be a tree planting at one of the gardens that opens with us. It's Upwater Lodge, which is part of the Chaucer Road group in Cambridge. Mm-hmm. But what is interesting is that it's a group of lady students, obviously, from Newnham College, or at least they were students in the late 60s, and they lived there. And they've remained friends all that time. And they're all getting together as part of the 150th anniversary celebrations of Newnham College, which was founded in 1871. And there's seven of them. So it was a group of 10 originally, 10 friends, are going to be there tomorrow to plant this tree, which is the theme that Newnham College have chosen to mark their 150th. But lots of connections with us, the fact that it's taking part at the National Garden Scheme Garden, we're delighted with, and the fact that it's taking place there because of a chance conversation that took place at our annual meeting earlier in the year, because one of the members of this group of friends does in fact open their garden with us too, up at Sutton. She still lives locally. That's Sutton near Ely. And of course, also we have a very close link with the Woodland Trust. So, you know, we're delighted to be associated with that at the National Garden Scheme. It's a lovely little story and great that they've stayed friends all that time.
Yeah. Well, we know how people can stay friends for a long time, Penny.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's right.
Maybe we should plant some trees.
Well, yeah, maybe we should. Yeah, what a lovely idea, Neil. We have to find somewhere to do it. But Janet Porter, yes, it did make me chuckle. I did ask her the secret of a long friendship, and she said, well, it's having lots of celebratory occasions and keeping in touch.
That's got to be the way to do it. Well, listen, I'm going to let you celebrate Christmas. We're going to catch up throughout 2022 and look at the events calendar for the National Garden Scheme throughout 2022. But it's been lovely to chat and catch up today. Have a lovely Christmas. We'll see you in January. Penny Miles from the National Garden Scheme, thanks for joining us.
Oh, that's fantastic, Neil. Thank you ever so much, and a very happy Christmas to you and all your listeners. I know you've got many, many of them.